Mark, we are in a vintage mood. Please reveal what you have for us.
We are. We have probably the only great pianist to be born in New Malden, Surrey, but I could be wrong about that. It was
Errol. I'll tell you what, if you are wrong, somebody will know and they'll get in touch with us. But anyway, for now, we'll take that as gospel. Carry on.
Harold Bauer, born in 1873, a great pianist, an eminent musician of his generation. That he's rarely talked about now, but he was really a very, very strong contender for one of the great living pianists, a successor to the tradition of Liszt and Paderewski and Brahms. Fascinating biography. He was he started out as a violinist. He was trained as a violinist by his family and played for Joseph Joachim when he was nine, and started playing in St. James's Hall in London from the age of nine. He had a big career from the age of, for about 10 years.
So when did he suddenly become this great pianist?
Well, he was introduced to Paderewski in London, who was so impressed with his keyboard abilities that he advised him to concentrate his energies on the piano, and also gave him some lessons, and that was the turning point.
So this was what, as a teenager or something?
Yes, 18 and 19 years old. And so he gave his first, he played in Paris for the first time when he was 20, and then he took off. He went on a tour to Russia and gave his United States debut in 1900. He just took off.
Pretty amazing, yeah. To suddenly switch to a new instrument and then launch a kind of international career almost overnight.
Well, he had the highest artistic ideals. I think what you're going to hear in his playing is he's not a show-off. He really was a great champion of all the great German masters, you know, Schumann, Brahms, Beethoven, but he was also a champion of the emerging impressionist composers. Debussy, he gave the first performance of several Debussy pieces, like Children's Corner, and Ravel dedicated his Ondine from Gaspard de la Nuit to Harold Bauer.
Fantastic. So yeah. You've said this was a musician of the highest ideals. We're going to hear him playing music by Brahms. What does he bring to Brahms then?
Well, it's very natural. It's very natural playing without a trace of egoism in this. I mean, he subjugates himself to the needs of the music. And you hear this very relaxed way of playing, which is not over precise. His hands are not synchronized. He has a kind of one of my favorite terms is precise imprecision. He's got a way of expressing the music through the timing.
Let's hear it now. Harold Bauer playing music by Brahms.
Thank you. Thank you.
the slow movement of Brahms' Piano Sonata No. 3 in F minor, Opus 5. It was performed by Harold Bauer, a recording made in the late 1930s.
Yes, you can hear that lack of ego in his playing. He's not flamboyant. It's very well balanced and very beautiful playing. It has this sense of being right somehow, doesn't it?
But also a sense, I mean, you and I were talking about this while we were listening, that there's incredible daring there, that the style of playing them was not to be as fastidious about making sure every note was placed perfectly.
Well, musically perfectly, not precisely in the sense that we hear nowadays. And I think that gave individual pianists more individuality, if I can say it that way.
But what is it? It's a sense of pulling these musical lines apart a bit to be able to express one's musical personality through those gaps and shades of difference.
That's exactly right. It's bringing out the inner voices by slightly delaying or slightly anticipating the timing of a particular note. And that makes the playing so much more interesting than much of what we hear nowadays, I think.
So a campaign, we think, to bring back playing around with the line in piano music a bit more.
I think you can hear also the warmth of his personality. I think he was a very charming person as a teacher and as an educator. I was leafing through his autobiography this morning entitled Harold Bauer, His Book. And he gives just charming, accounts of hearing Anton Rubinstein play, of hearing Clara Schumann play, who he described as having a very individual posture at the piano, which many of her pupils tried to imitate, where her head would hang down almost in between her hands at the keyboard.
I have to say, it's quite a strange image, because I've always imagined that Clara Schumann is kind of, you know, the grand high priestess of piano playing, would sit somehow bolt upright.
No, so. Well,
but amazing that Bauer knew all these people as well.
He didn't like her playing. He thought it was boring. And, you know, he saw a list in old age, a very, very entertaining account of how one of Liszt's pupils, Frederick Lamond, came to play a recital, and Liszt accompanied him into the hall, and the standing ovation that one went on for 10 minutes was for Liszt, not for poor Frederick. And people were saying, Liszt is walking closer to the piano. Is it going to play? Is it going to play? Oh, no, he's walking away from the piano. No, he's not going to. Oh, yes, he is. He's put his head on the back of the chair. No, he went back to his seat, and the audience.
sparkling writing then from Harold Bauer, as well as some beautiful playing. Thanks very much indeed, Mark. Good to see you as ever. Lovely choice. Thank you.